Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, we are thrilled you're here today. Our hope is that these couple of minutes would offer encouragement and just some practical next steps as you launch into your day. And today we're talking about the indicators of overwhelm. One of the things that I found about overwhelm is nobody starts out wanting to be overwhelmed. Nobody at 18 says, you know what, by the time I'm 40, I want to be stressed out. Nobody starts out and says, you know what, by the time I'm 50, I hope I have this meltdown and I walk away from my family and everything else. Nobody says at 60, I'm going to become cynical. But yet, overwhelm is one of those things that can creep into anybody's life. And when I say anybody's life, I absolutely mean anybody's life. Well, my question today is, how would you know it's there? What would be the indicators? Well, in 1 Kings chapter 19, there's an encounter about a guy named Elijah. Elijah is an incredible prophet. He's an unbelievable man of God, and yet overwhelm creeped into his life. And so I want to give you briefly these indicators. Indicator number one is when your life becomes like a ticking time bomb. And what I mean by that is internally, you're just ticking away where you've been stuffing all of the emotion, stuffing all the dread, stuffing all of the drama, and at some point, it's going to blow up. It's sort of like trying to put a beach ball underwater. You can push it under the water for a little while, but at some point, it's going to pop up. Well, in 1 Kings 19, Elijah had been busy, and in verse 1, it says that they told everything that he had done. And so he was tired, he was frustrated, he wasn't thinking clearly. The second indicator is when it motivates us to bail. In other words, we're tempted just to get out. And so what happens in chapter 19, verse 3, is Elijah runs for his life. What's amazing is he's encountered all kinds of adversity. He's taken on false prophets. He's raised a boy from the dead. He's done unbelievable things. But in chapter 19, this evil queen says, I'm going to track you down and kill you. And this mighty man of God goes on the run. When we are overwhelmed, we're tempted to want to walk away from the things that matter. Indicator number three is it manifests itself in a total breakdown. So what happens for Elijah is he eventually prays, God, would you let me die? This is what's so powerful and dangerous about overwhelm is it starts with dread, it leads to depression, and ultimately lands us in this place of despair where we begin to make permanent decisions based on temporary situations. We make permanent decisions based on temporary situations. And so finally, number four, there must be this ministry of turning back. If you read chapter 19 of 1 Kings, you'll see what God does. In fact, half of the chapter is about God speaking to Elijah or ministering to him in the middle of that overwhelm. And so here's what God does. God starts by reclaiming him. He says, Elijah, I see you. Elijah, you still belong to me. Elijah, I care about you. God reclaims him and says, you are my own. The second thing that God does is he reorients him. What God takes him through is a series of events to remind him that he is still in charge. The third thing that he does is he redirects him. He sends him to his next assignment and says, I've still got something more for you. And ultimately, the fourth thing that God does is he renews him. He puts him through a series of naps and food, naps and food, naps and food to nourish him and to bring him back to health. My friend, if this could happen to Elijah, this could happen to any one of us. Any one of us could get into this place of overwhelm where we're tempted to quit. And so I want to encourage you today to spend some time thinking about the fact that God reclaims you, that God wants to reorient you and remind you that he's still in charge. God wants to redirect you and show you your next task, and God wants to renew you. What I love is that God doesn't keep office hours. God doesn't say, come to me between certain time frames. God says, I'm available at any moment. And so today, my friend, I want to encourage you, if you see these indicators, would you take some time to rest in the Lord? And I want to encourage you, if you're in the middle of overwhelm right now, don't make a major decision until you've come out on the other side of renewal. Well, if this has been helpful for you today, I want to encourage you to check out, there's a full message replay where we spend about 20, 25 minutes walking through the life of Elijah, and you can find it on our church website under resources, or you can also find it on my blog at yourbetterstory.com. Hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.